We present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Round and round went the great big wheel, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests Bill Pertwee, Larry Martin, John Barron, and Michael Knowles. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. As 1942 dawns, with renewed enemy activity on all fronts, the need for newer and more devastating weapons becomes number one priority. In an underground room at the War Office, Colonel Pierce, officer commanding secret weapons, very carefully opens a small cardboard box, which he hands to his adjutant.
There you are, Stuart. What do you make of that?
Looks like a shoebox, sir.
Inside the box, you idiot!
Sorry. It's a wheel, sir.
Well done, Stuart. That's exactly what it is. A wheel, but with a difference. This is a scale model of the secret weapon we shall be testing at Warmington next Saturday.
Awfully exciting, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, the actual wheel itself stands some 20 feet high and contains 2,000 pounds of high explosive. It'll knock out an enemy pillbox, no matter how thick, up to a range of 3 miles. Now, what do you think of that, eh? It's called the High Explosive Attack Device, propelled by ultra-high frequency. For short, they've called it by the code name, Head Puff.
I like it, sir.
Yes. Now, by means of a simple control panel, the wheel will do anything we want it to do. Turn left, turn right, even go round obstacles.
It's awfully clever, sir.
Yes, this wheel could well be the turning point in the whole war. So I don't have to tell you, Stuart. It's red hot. I hope you've got the security well buttoned up.
Yes, sir. I've done a thorough recce of the airfield at Warmington-on-Sea.
Oh, good. Bit off the beaten track, but ideal for our purpose. Now, we'll need quite a few troops to keep the area sealed off.
Yes, sir. I thought instead of using regular troops, we could use those, what do you call them? Those home things.
Huh? Home things? Oh, you mean the home guards? Yes, very good.
Yes, that's right. There are 3 home guard platoons in the area. Yeah. The East Gate under Captain Square. Yeah. They'll guard the entrances to the airfield. Mm-hmm. The Dimwich under Captain Graham. Yeah. They'll patrol the perimeter and keep out any snoopers.
Yes, but what about admin, fatigues, cookhouse and digging the latrines? All the dirty jobs. Now, who's going to do these?
I thought the Warmington-on-Sea platoon. It's run by Captain Mannering. He's the local bank manager.
Oh, yeah. What did he say when you asked him to do the fatigues?
I haven't told him yet. I'm going down to see him today.
Well, it's not going to be easy to convince him that his platoon should do all the dirty work.
Don't worry, sir. I'll talk him into it. Give him plenty of soft soap. Butter him up, you know.
Well, that's right. Make him feel important. There's nothing bank managers like better than feeling important.
And that, Captain Mannering, is a brief outline of the test. I don't want to take up too much of your time. After all, you're a very important man.
Oh, I wouldn't say I was important. Would you, Wilson?
No, not really, no.
Thank you, Wilson.
Well, Captain Mannering, I've told you what the other Home Guard platoons will be doing at the test, but I haven't said what you'll be doing, have I?
I'm eager to hear, sir.
Well, the fact is, I don't quite know how to put this. You see, the fact is, there are several things that have to be done. Not very pleasant things. And I, well, that's to say, we...
Say no more, sir. What you're trying to tell me is that you want us for special duties.
Do I? Yes, that's right. I want you for special duties.
You can rely on us, sir.
Exactly what are special duties, sir?
Well,
Oh, really, Wilson, what a question to ask. It's top secret. Hush, hush. We shall find out when we get there.
Oh, yes, you'll find out all right. Now, Captain Mannering, I want you to get your chaps together and brief them. And don't forget, absolute secrecy. Oh, and here's a list of things to bring with you.
Ah, thank you, sir. You can trust my chaps. They won't breathe a word to a soul. And may I add how proud and privileged I am that you've chosen my platoon to carry out these special duties?
Yes, well, see you on Saturday, then. Good night.
Good night, sir.
What an awfully nice chap, wasn't he?
Yes, wasn't he? Now, special duties call for special measures. There's only one place where we can be sure of not being overheard. We must go underground.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll all get into the vicar's shelter, sir.
No, not his shelter, Wilson. The crypt. Oh.
Right. Platoon, attention.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Permission to interrupt, sir.
Yes, what is it, Jones?
I wish to apologise for the cramped upness of the men. When you commanded us to creep into this crypt, I did not comprehend completely that you had contemplated us parading in these confined conditions.
Yes, all right, Jones. Thank you. Now, men, I brought you down here because I have something highly secret to tell you, and I don't want it to be overheard.
Come on, then. Would you mind speaking up a wee bit? Can't hear what you're saying, man. You're mumbling.
I'm keeping my voice down, Fraser, because what I have to say is secret.
And it will go on staying secret unless you speak up.
Walker. What I have to say must not go out of this crypt. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Wilson, light another candle, would you? Very gloomy in here.
All right, sir. All right.
Ooh. This reminds me of the McConaughey family vault on the Isle of Barra. Wild and lonely place, you understand. And when the wind blew from the northeast, it was so strong, you could hear the bones rattling in their coffins.
Thank you, Fred. Now, on Saturday, a new secret weapon is being tested on the disused airfield just outside the town. And we have been chosen for special duties.
Oh, what exactly do you have to do, sir?
I don't know, but Captain Stewart gave me a list of articles to bring. Perhaps they'll give us a clue. Read them out, Wilson.
All right, sir. Yes, well, here we are. Three knives and three shovels.
Three knives and three shovels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what can we hazard from that?
I've got it, Mr. Mannerin. It's in case we capture a fifth columnist. We can kill him and then bury him.
Don't start. Now, what are the other things, Wilson?
Three bars of soap, three scrubbing brushes, and three buckets.
Perhaps it's a dirty secret weapon. We've got to clean it.
No, I shouldn't think so, Jones. They'll have experts to do that. Anyhow, whatever these special duties are, I'm sure that I can rely on you to back me up to the hilt.
Commissioner Speaker, I've just been struck by something deadly.
Blimey, don't tell me we've got scorpions down here.
I've warned you.
I look at it this way, sir. We're all in possession of highly secret information. Supposing we were captured by enemy agents, how much torture could we stand before we exposed ourselves?
Jones, you're going into the realms of fantasy now.
Don't start that realms of what's his name again, sir. This is vital. We could be tortured, sir. Any of us could.
Don't pull yourself together, Jones.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I must awake you to the deadly danger.
All right. Calm down.
Mr. Mannerin.
Yes, Pike.
They might try that torture where they tilt your head back and pour gallons and gallons of water into you.
I don't think I could stand very much of that.
Volunteer to be tortured, sir. Let me be a guinea pig. Let me see how much pain I can stand. Let me suffer, sir. I demand to suffer.
Shut up, you suffering old duffer.
Captain Mannerin, Fraser slapped me. What did you do that for? That hurt, that did.
Fraser, what do you think you're playing at?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but the corporal here was getting a wee bit hysterical.
All right, then that's enough. Will you all please calm down?
Permission to whisper, yeah, sir.
What is it now?
Someone has just crept into the crypt and is creeping up on us.
Thank you, Jones. Right, now, men, just pretend that everything is perfectly normal and I will... Right, come out, whoever you are. Put your hands up and I'll shoot.
Don't shoot. It's only me.
How dare you spy on us?
I wasn't spying. Your candles were flickering through the gratings. Jerry Plank has seen them for miles.
You must have heard everything we said, sir.
Blimey, you'll blow the gaff.
Of course I won't. I do happen to be fighting for my country the same as you, you know.
Don't rely on him, Captain Mannerin. He's a real blabbermouth.
You're right, Jones. We can't afford to take any chances.
I couldn't screw him down in one of my coffins, sir.
He'd suffocate.
Wasn't that the idea?
Walker, we're not cats.
Why don't you shoot him, Mr. Mannerin?
Go on, you're entitled to. Shoot him!
No, there's only one thing for it. We'll have to take him with us on Saturday. Meanwhile, we'll have to keep an eye on him and make sure that he doesn't talk to anyone.
Well, I can watch him during the day, sir. I'll help him in his greengrocer's shop.
I'm not having him in my shop. He'll cheat the customers.
That'll make two of us.
How dare you?
I could keep an eye on him at night, sir.
Thank you, Godfrey.
I'm not sleeping with that old man.
Why? I don't snore or anything.
You'll do as you're told, Hodges. For your information, we've been picked for highly secret special duties, which is a great honour. And I'm not going to have it ruined by you. Believe me, Mr. Chief Warden, you've got to be something very special to be picked for special duties.
Here, mind with your chucking them spuds, Pikey. That water went right in my eye.
Oh, look. I've got potato stains all over my hands. I'm furious.
Oh, special duties. Since when are spud bashing me special duties?
Hoodwinked. That's what we've been, Wilson. Hoodwinked. I should have known better than trust that smarmy Captain Stewart.
Well, you can't blame him, sir. After all, he's got a job to do.
Oh, I'd expect you to stick up for him, Wilson. After all, you probably both went to public school.
Well, now, I can't help thinking that you've got a bit of a chip on your shoulder about that, sir.
I have no chip on my shoulder, Wilson. Tell you what I have got on my shoulder.
Hmm?
Three pips. Don't you forget it.
Here, Napoleon, I wouldn't miss this for the world. Special duties. Hey, it's a good job they're not using cavalry, or you really would have your work cut out.
Yeah. Hodges, if you must be rude to Captain Mannering, kindly stand to attention while you're doing it.
Thank you, Wilson.
It's all right, sir. I just won't allow you to be insulted by outsiders, that's all.
Look out, here comes Grandad. Been digging for victory, have you?
Mr. Mannering.
What is it, Jones?
I just found out what they wanted to bring these shovels for.
Hey, Joe.
What is it, Pikey?
I'm going to sneak out for a minute. I want to listen to High Gang on the wireless.
High Gang? What are you talking about? There's no radio around here.
Oh, yes, there is. Brought my portable with me. It's in the back of Mr. Jones's van. Come on, while Mr. Mannering's not looking. Hurry up, Joe. Close the door. I don't want Mr. Mannering to hear.
Oh, there we are.
Here it is. I hid it under these old sacks.
Blimey. Where'd you get that from?
Made it myself. Got the instructions from Practical Wireless.
You're cleverer than I thought you was, Pikey.
Yes. Mum says I'm not just a pretty face.
Yeah, she could be right there.
I'll switch on.
I can't hear anything. You sure it's working?
Well, it takes a long time to warm up. Hey, I can't wait to hear what Bibi and Ben are up to this week. Here, do you think Vic Oliver really is 85?
Well, Stuart, what do you think of our new secret weapon now that you've seen the real thing?
Very impressive, sir. It looks just like a giant Catherine wheel.
Yes, with 2,000 pounds of high explosive in there, enough to blow a small town to kingdom come. Now, are the technical boys ready yet?
Yes, sir.
Right, now the target is that concrete pillbox half a mile away. I'm going to direct the wheel straight at it.
Right.
I'm going to switch on now. If the wheel's receiving, you'll hear the signals over our loudspeakers.
Very good, sir.
Stand by. Here we go. She's off!
Oh, very good, sir.
She's responding beautifully, splendidly, splendidly. Look at her go. Straight for the target.
Absolutely first class.
What on earth's that?
High Gang.
Stuart, I've never heard that before.
I have, sir. I heard it on Wednesday. It's a repeat of High Gang. It was awfully good.
Well, what's it doing coming over our transmitters?
I don't know, sir.
What's happening to the wheel?
It's stopped. No, it's not. It's moving again. It's coming back this way, I think.
Well, it's weaving all over the show. It's not responding to our radio signals at all.
Look out, sir. It's coming towards us.
What? Oh, good Lord! Quick, take cover behind the sandbags. Take cover, man! By Jove, that was a close thing. Now, where's it gone now?
It's over there, sir. Just by those aircraft hangars.
Well, good grief, it's not supposed to do that. Oh, it's no good. I can't control it. Get the transport, quick. We must get after it. It's heading straight for Warmington.
There isn't any transport, sir. I told the drivers to come back after tea.
You blithering idiot!
Well, I've got my motorbike, sir. And Captain Mannering's platoon have got their van.
Right, get on your bike, ride over to Mannering. Tell him to drive into Warmington and warn them that if that wheel thing reaches the town, it will blow it sky high. Then get to the nearest phone. Warn GHQ.
Yes.
There. That is definitely the last tatty I'm going to peel.
Well done, man. Those are the best potatoes I've seen for many a day.
Oh, don't take any of his soft soap. He's only trying to get round you because he's dropped you all in it.
Don't you talk to our officer like that.
My sister Sissy says if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well.
Oh, does she? Well, you want to bring her here then. Get her peeling some spuds, mate.
Captain Mannering, quick. I need your help. It's escaped.
What has?
The secret weapon. It's broken loose and it's heading towards Warmington. It could blow the town sky high.
Don't
we must warn
panic,
them.
Don't panic. We must warn Warmington. Warn Warmington.
Jones.
Don't panic.
Jones, be quiet. Right, come on, men.
Wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute. We don't know what it looks like.
It's a small seaside town with a pier.
No.
It looks like a huge wheel, and it contains 2,000 pounds of high explosive.
2,000 pounds of high explosive! Right.
Jones, pull yourself together. Oh. Right, into the van, hurry.
Hey, hold on. The town should be warned by the AARP. It's regulations. I'm coming with you.
Well, all I can say is you'll be doing me a big favor the day you get rid of that old hay bag. No, not you, Mama. Sit down.
Oh, I like that bit. When he says, no, not you, Mama, sit down.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Hey, hold on, they're coming. Quick, hide the radio.
Yeah, shove it under these sacks. That's it.
I haven't switched it off yet.
Well, never mind about that now.
Hey, what are you two doing skulking in here?
What's going on, Jock?
Warmington and sea's going to be blown sky high if we don't get there at the toot.
And we've got to warn them.
Oh, come on, Godfrey, shift yourself. I'm trying to get in.
Mr. Hodges, you are the rudest, most common man I've ever met in all my life.
Oh, yes. Well, to you.
Come on, Jones, get a move on.
I'm doing my best, sir. This vehicle is very sensitive. It likes to be coaxed.
Oh, we haven't got time for that. Put your foot down.
Mr. Mannering!
Don't shout in my ear like that, boy.
Sorry, Mr. Mannering.
What is it?
You know that secret weapon?
Yes.
What's it look like?
What did Captain Stewart say it looked like, Wilson?
Like a huge wheel, sir.
It's like a huge wheel, yes. Like.
Ah, thought it might be.
Why do you ask?
Because it's trying to pass us now.
Can I signal it to pass, Mr. Mannering?
Oh, come on, Mr. Mannering. Do something!
Be quiet, Hodges. Put your foot down, Jones.
I'm doing nearly 25 miles an hour now, sir.
Remember, there's 2,000 pounds of explosives in it.
Whoa! Ooh. Right you are, Mr. Mannering. I'll take her up to 28 miles an hour.
That's it, Jones. Just get clear of it.
It's still there, Mr. Mannering. And it's got all sparks and flames spurting out of it.
It's following us, Mr. Mannering.
Turn off to the left here. That'll fox it.
Mr. Mannering, it's uncanny. It's still following us.
Impossible.
I can't shake it off, Mr. Mannering. I can't shake it off.
It seems as if it's been attracted by something in this van.
Perhaps it's taken a fancy to the spare wheel.
Turn left again, Joe.
Right, Mr. Mannering, here we go.
Ah, I think we've lost it, sir. It went straight on.
Thank goodness for that.
It looked to me as if it was going to blow up at any minute, sir.
Yes, it was very angry, Mr. Mannering.
That'd be absurd, Joe. How can an inanimate object be angrier?
Well, I don't care if it is in what you said. I think it's got a grudge against us.
What are we going to do if it blows up, sir?
That's not our problem, Wilson. We were told to get back to Warmington. I know what I'm doing. Believe me, we've shaken it off.
Yes, I hate to be a bore about this, but if we've shaken it off, what's that up ahead?
Where?
There. Just sticking out from behind those trees.
Oh, is that any thing against us?
You're right. Jumps. Stop the van.
Yes, sir, yes, right, you are, sir.
No! Oh, Manly, what do you think you're doing stopping suddenly like that? I'd bang my head then.
Nothing slight, I hope.
Quick, everybody. Get out, bring your rifles.
Officer Manorist, Manly.
Come along now.
Are you coming, Hodges?
Oh, well, I think I'll stay here. That bump in the ears made me feel a bit dizzy.
Are you all here?
Yes, sir. Yes,
right, now while the wheel is stationary, we're going to creep up on it and try to immobilize it.
Do you think that's wise, sir? It's still spitting flames, Mr. Mannering.
It's making ever such a funny noise.
Aye. If you ask me, there are forces at work here that we know very little about. It doesn't pay to tamper with the unknown.
Oh, stop rolling your eyes about, Fraser.
Don't forget there's 2,000 pounds of high explosive in that thing.
Stand by with your first aid kit, Godfrey.
Oh, yes, sir. You can rely on me.
You leave it to me, sir. I'll immobilise it. I'll give it a poke with the old cold steel.
For goodness sake, use your head, Jones.
If you don't mind, sir, I'd rather use a bandage.
It's gone awfully quiet, Mr. Mannering.
Perhaps it's sulking.
Hey, look. There's all smoke coming out of it.
Yeah. All right. Keep calm, men. It's only a smoke screen.
Hey, this smoke's getting worse. I can't see a thing.
Be careful of that bayonet, man, you old fool.
I can't help it. I can't see where I'm going.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Mr. Jones hurt me, Mr. Mannering.
I'll fix that bayonet at once.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
Here. The smoke's clearing.
So it is.
Now then, what's happening, Mannering?
Ah, Captain Stewart. It's all right, sir. The wheel's been following us, and we are just keeping it under observation at the moment.
Oh, really? Where is it?
Over there, but... Good heavens. It's gone.
Just a minute.
Where did all this smoke come from?
Out of the secret weapon.
Did it? Ah, that was phase two. It'll go into phase three next.
What exactly is phase three?
The explosion.
Don't panic, don't panic. It's going up, it's going into phase three, it's going to explode.
Jones.
Stop it, Mr. Mannering.
Get a grip on yourself.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry,
I wonder why it tacked itself onto you. Have you got a radio in your van?
No, I was going to get a gramophone, but it's difficult to wind and steer at the same time.
The point is, sir, how can we put it out of action?
Well, there's an aerial situated on the side of the wheel. If you can chop that off, you render the weapon harmless.
Oh, you can safely leave that to us, sir.
Yes, but do be careful. I have to leave you. I've got to report to GHQ. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Spixer, we can do it like Boadicea.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, with knives on the chariot wheels.
I could get you a chariot.
Where from, Joe?
Well, you know, the one the vicar had in his pageant.
Oh, yeah, saw that.
Yeah, the vicar played a victorious Roman general returning from the rape of the Sabine women.
Yeah, I didn't find him terribly convincing in that role.
Anyway, Mr. Man, if we used a chariot with the knives on the wheels...
No, you're off into the realms of fantasy again, Jones.
I could shoot the aerial off, Mr. Mannering. Go on, let me shoot it off. Let me...
Be quiet, Pike. Now, look here. What I suggest we do is to stand alongside the road with our bayonets fixed, and then when the wheel comes along, the bayonets will slice the aerial off.
That was my idea.
Be quiet, Jones.
Well, it's all right when he suggests it, but when I suggest it, it's always the realms
Jones,
of... Fa-
Jones,
I still think we should shoot it off. Go on, can I shoot it off, Mr. Manning, please?
Be quiet, boy.
I want to shoot it.
Oh. Quiet! Now, what we'll do is this.
I hate to put a damper on the conversation, sir, but how can we do anything when we don't even know where the wheel is in the first place?
Ah. Well, I was just coming to that.
Why don't we use Pikey's portable radio and lure it into the open? I mean, it can't be far away.
That's a good idea. Portable radio?
Well, I've just realised. That's what's been attracting it.
Stupid boy. Why didn't you say anything when the captain asked us if we had a radio in the van?
I didn't want to look a fool in front of him.
It's all right, Frank, it's all right. We wouldn't want you to look a fool either.
You speak for yourself, Wilson. You should stop mollycoddling this boy. Go and get the radio, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Mannering, right away.
Now listen to me. This will be our plan of campaign. I'm going to use Pike's radio to try and lure the wheel along this road, and we shall be standing by, ready to slice off its aerial as it comes past.
Mr. Mannering, here's the radio.
Switch it on.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. There.
Turn it up, Pike. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it's warming up, sir.
Oh. Right, men. Fix bayonets.
Aye, sir.
Radio's coming on now, Mr. Mannering.
It's Victor Sylvester. What a lovely tune that is.
Yeah, isn't it, Mr. Godfrey? I remember taking the floor to that very tune with Mrs. Fox at the Butchers' Federation Ball to celebrate the opening of the new slaughterhouse.
Yes.
It was a smart affair, you know. Everybody was in tails. Well, when I say everybody, I don't mean the women. They were wearing dresses, you see.
Jones. A bit of a highly delicate operation here. There's no time for your reminiscences.
What's that noise?
Sounds like the wheel. We must have woken it up.
Ah, you've woken the sleeping monster. You should have let it lie. Who knows what doom and destruction will bring down us.
Oh, be quiet, Fred.
Oh, dear, look. Coming out of the bushes.
It's the wheel. Mr. Panic says it's the wheel, it's the wheel.
I can see it in the wheel, Jones. Right, men, line up along the roadside now. Quickly. Now then, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Mannering.
The plan is this. I want you to take the radio, walk back down the road, away from us.
Sir?
Now, the wheel should start to follow, and with any luck, it'll come past here, and we shall cut the aerial off.
What if it catches me? If it starts blowing sparks and smoke all over me, I don't think my mum would like that.
I shouldn't think you'll be very pleased either.
Wheels reach the roadway, sir.
Keep going back, Pike.
All right, Mr. Henry.
Look, sir, it's weaving from side to side. Victor Sylvester must be affecting it.
Ah. The things possessed.
Oh, look, Fraser, I'm getting just a little bit tired of your histrionics. Good heavens, what's going on now?
It looks to me like a reverse double chassis. That's a very tricky step, that is.
Don't be quiet.
It's coming towards us, sir.
Right, get ready with your bayonets.
Captain Mallard, I wonder if I might be excused.
Oh, not now, no. Need you here in case of accidents.
That's what's worrying me.
Right. The volume up.
Yes, Mr.
Manry. The wheel's getting awfully close. Stand by, it's getting nearer. Right. Any time now. Any.
What's happening?
Going back again, sir.
Hold on. It's coming towards us again.
Right, man, get ready. Here it comes.
Steady now.
No! It's going back again, sir.
I think he's been infected by the rumba music, sir. Very catchy, you know, and get hold of you.
Blimey, hope he doesn't start doing the gay Gordons or we're really in trouble.
Hey, Mallory, why don't you stop playing musical chairs and do something?
Oh, go and find a stone, Hodges, and crawl under it. Right, man, it's coming again. We'll get it this time. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Ready, sir.
Stand by to sever the aerial. Get ready. Right. Now.
We've severed its connection, sir. We've done it.
Well done, man. Look out. It's going to fall. Keep clear. Get clear.
It's dead.
We've done it, Mr. Manning. We've done it. We've killed the monster.
Well done, Mr. Manning.
Rather sad in a way, though. One has grown quite attached to it.
It's just a heap of metal, but we're all said and done. It didn't affect me in the very slightest.
Captain Mannering?
Ah, Captain Stewart.
You've nobbled it then, eh? Jolly good show, chaps. Jolly good show.
Thank you, sir.
Well, all things considered, I don't think that was at all bad for a first test, do you?
Well, I can't help feeling that you've got perhaps just a little more work to do on it.
Yeah, for a start, you'd better book it a course of dancing lessons with Victor Sylvester.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Laurie, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden Hodges, Larry Martin, Private Walker, John Barron, Colonel Pierce, and Michael Knowles as Captain Stewart. Round and Round Went the Great Big Wheel was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dials.